This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Last hour. I want to play now from the other angle, but I want to show you that first. Get got on ABC News and other platforms from behind, and this was shot by a lady who's there, maybe his wife. It looks like she's with him. And you hear Tim Kaine saying, you know that Pence is getting ready to basically drop out. I mean, he's already getting ready just to run in, you know, 4 years for office again, just totally making that up. This is what they do. They lie. They deceive. They sent busloads by the thousands. I mean, you know, it would be 20, 30, 40, 50 buses per event for Trump all over the nation of people to go riot and attack and then blame it on Trump. But notice, I know when something's really devastating, no mainstream media will pick up the fact there's a national move to expose rape because that's the talking point that you get fired if you bring it up. It's come on the news, not just Roger Stone, but others start bringing it up. They cut the feeds. They cut Donald Trump's feeds. The only place it got out was on Sean Hannity. They're scared of this. That's why we're targeting it. Because their whole thing is about how horrible Trump is to women when it's the opposite. So here's the other angle. This goes on for a while. There's also the front of the speech where Kaine's making ridiculous lies up about Governor Pence. But again, they send people to scream, Donald Trump's Hitler. Donald Trump hates women. Donald Trump's a racist. Well, Bill Clinton settled sexual assault events with women. And other women have said he raped them. I've interviewed three of them that were on record to be working in and around Bill Clinton. I mean, this guy is a known predator. He flies around the Lolita Express. They've now got child actors out there in fake press conferences and fake town halls with Hillary. We covered that yesterday. I mean, these people, the sky's the limit. So, I'm showing folks how you take action. And our listeners are doing it. But whatever happens to me, and I'm sure we got Providence, your prayers, we're out in the sunshine, Jim Garrison, over 300 people got killed on the JFK investigation. They said, why are you still alive? You know, being the prosecutor here in New Orleans. And he said, I stay in the sunshine. And you see the stuff happens to him in that movie. I've experienced the exact same stuff. And again, I'm not up here saying, oh, I'm this hero. I'm explaining to folks, these people are monsters. And most people like David Brock or others that, you know, are fighting the Clintons, or even Chris Ruddy for Bazaar, you know, gives them foundation money, $1 million plus, and now won't let the sex stuff come up on Newsmax. I'm not attacking Newsmax. They do a lot of great work. It's just that's all coming out, that everybody is basically bowing and going along with the Clintons. Let me tell you, is it? Matt Drudge, WorldNet Daily, so drudgereport.com, WorldNet Daily, Infowars.com, Daily Caller, and Breitbart. And, I'm so glad to see all these other sites that are firing up and doing good journalism and getting crews and doing things like Right Side and others, because we need everybody to get more aggressive, everybody to get more radical. That's what protects us. We're under radical globalist attack. You don't just not want to sound radical, so you just kind of let them take over. That's their tactic, to be so radical, you can't even say what they're doing because it sounds crazy. No, you just call it what it is. You expose them, you get aggressive, legally and lawfully, And who blinks first loses, and you just push it. And I love the fact that, and MSNBC admits this is what they hate, that I have helped, you have helped this audience, you get the main credit, my crew, at radicalizing the public. Because the public is totally docile being raped. They need to get radical and stand up.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold silver IRA.
A private storage gold silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437, 800-554-8437.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's Friday, October 7th, 2016. We are now only 31 days from the historic election. This is the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones. I have the checks here, $20,000 worth of them, and I'll be signing at the end of the broadcast today for the Patriots that went in and got attacked and got clawed and got, you know, you name it, in some of the cases, in many cases not, for bringing up the fact that Bill Clinton has settled rape cases and that the media has an embargo on anyone talking about his sexual past while they claim Trump is hurting women and mean to women and bullying women and Hillary's caught with child actors in fake town halls. How the child actor, little girl, is sad because everyone's mean to her at school over her body size. She's not an ugly girl, not fat either. It's all made up. Because of Donald Trump. They're framing him for hurting women while they have a media control rigged embargo. And you bet, we took the gloves off. We're saying, get in there, expose the rape, expose the history. And by the time I pay out $100,000, this thing's going to be cascading. We got 31 days left till the election. So since I mentioned it, I want to go to some phone calls right now and tell you what's coming up. But since I mentioned it, let's go ahead and play the ABC News version, because they also have their own cell phone version, of a gentleman who was in Nevada last night with a couple hundred Democrats there hearing Cain speak, because Hillary can't go out on the road. She's having so many convulsions. These people have a lot of courage. And again, you send a bunch of Black Lives Matter and Soros people in to cause fights and attack people. We're just peacefully exposing what you've done. We're not calling for violence like you do or beating people up. We're just saying Bill Clinton has a history of sexual assault. Infowars.com. And here's the clip.
Now, and the word out of Trump Tower, New York, is that
Bill Clinton is a rapist.
The Donald was too happy.
The
Donald was not too happy about it.
Clinton's rape.
Donald Trump is horrible.
The media really wants to shut that down. ABC News just keeps rolling with it. And now the memos are going to have to go out. Cut the feed when the rape stuff comes up. So that's what I'm doing. It's not an October surprise. I'm just not going to sit here and watch that last debate last week. How dare you be so mean to women? You once said a woman broke her contract. She gained weight in Miss Universe. You're so hateful. And this woman literally was the bimbo eruption person that went after the women, threatened them, that had PIs go to their houses, kill their animals, kill their family members. I mean, this is incredible death. And I'm sitting here with that whole nest of David Brock people at their Media Matters, Soros funded, you know, typing all this up. But notice they never go here. They never talk about this because it's a no-no. Where's the national news on the despicable Alex Jones? I knew when I did this, it would take 20, 30, 40 people doing this for it to even get in the news. And I'm not trying to get in the news so InfoWars gets talked about. I'm trying to get the news so the rape gets talked about. I wish somebody else had done stuff like this so I wouldn't have to sit here and stick my finger in Hillary's eye over and over again. But she's on top of me. She's on top of my family. She's on top of you. I can't help it. Bunch of bullies are sitting on me, punching me in the nose. I'm going to get them off me, or I'm going to die trying. So what does Trump need to do at the debate? I used to come out and say, this whole thing's been rigged. You did cut my mic off. The debate commission admitted it. I got interrupted 40-something times last time. Don't interrupt me more than you interrupt her. Is that understood, Cooper? And Rat Lady. I mean, this would be like having Anderson Cooper be the moderator is like having Monsieur Maddow, an admitted total enemy of Trump, caught making all this stuff up. This is a joke. This isn't balance. This isn't fair. This isn't real questions. Since when do you have fact checkers live? They can't even trust a candidate to say what they want because we finally got a candidate who isn't controlled. And that's why they're hating their internal memos, their internal emails. They are panicking. Now, what's coming up? We have a Paul Joseph Watson report that deals with the head of Citibank and Elon Musk and all these other big billionaires that have been in the news the last year. This first came out like 5 years ago. It was a headline, top scientist at MIT have found an alternate universe overlaid over ours, and ours appears to be artificial. And then they went on from there. In fact, I know I said reprint those. I don't see them in the stack. Where are those articles? I'm sure they're here. I just need those if I don't have them yet. Just a bunch of them. Because what will happen is I'll come out and cover this, and the New York Times or the Washington Post or, you know, will come out and deceive people. And they'll say, Alex Jones claims the world is a simulation and is a video game is totally insane, knowing most of their viewers and readers don't actually go out and hear what the elite are saying. The elite have always believed this. This is beyond Gnostic. And the truth is, this is not a simulation. They're trying to convince you that you're already in the Matrix so they can trick you into going into their new virtual realities. So the same trick that a lot of the Hindus and people have been put into about this world doesn't matter. You'll just be reincarnated. You know, life's all a dream. The Indians have super high IQs. You go there, it's a living hell because they just can't seem to get out of nirvana. There it is. Bank of America analysts think there's a 50% chance we live in the Matrix. Just print me a whole bunch of them, because later, I'll say about 40 after, I'm going to play Paul Watson's report, and then I'm going to give you the real scoop, folks. But they've always planned this, and they admit they want to make things so ugly, so bad, 200-foot coffin apartments, everything ugly, broken-up relationships, asexual systems, that you will accept the Matrix. That's been declassified. The American Federation of Scientists, it was declassified in 1999, and then the Pentagon asked for it to be reclassified. And they said, we're going to make things so horrible that then you're going to be put into a tank at birth that you grow in, that's a simulated reality, and then your heat will fund the hive, and then we'll all live in pods in heaven with the master computer programming us. It's like 10 steps worse than the UN-pushed independent grassroots zeitgeist movement. Oh, a big computer will tell us what to do, and we'll all live in big sports stadiums and be re-educated if we're not good. I mean, these are quotes. So now they've gone from, we might be, a month ago, to, we are, and we're going to lead you out of Plato's cave. So I'm going to give you some of the big secrets here today that the big boys don't want you to know. And believe me, when I give you this info, this is big enchiladas. Just like I said, there's going to be election fraud. This is what Trump needs to do. And they're going to blow up. And they're going to run in there because they're already in there. And then the president comes out and says, it's crazy. There's no such thing. We don't run it. Federalizes it 3 weeks later. It was already federalized. We're just forcing them. That's like Tinker Toy stuff, okay, compared to what's really going on. The problem is we've got to stay focused on the temporal and the basic stuff in front of us, because that's how we get the public out of the Matrix. You know, wait a minute. You said this isn't the Matrix. The globalists are creating a false paradigm, sucking us into our TV screens, our smartphones, our virtual reality headsets to get us out of the third dimension that is the launch base to the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and beyond. Infinity and beyond. It's actually a very astute statement. People say it sounds like an oxymoron. It's not. Infinity and beyond. Unlimited infinities. And see, all these atheists and all these globalists that tell you, oh, there's no God, we're just animals, no free will, oh, it's all boring, no big deal, you're just on this planet out here in space, but don't worry about that. You're not, there's nothing going on. Don't listen to just what all the ancients knew. And now they're going, oh, there is actually some creature runs everything, it's got a computer. Oh, we have computers too, we're God. Since there is something to all this, it's all fake, we'll help you get out with what we built. That's a good one. So, I'm going to go to your phone calls first, though. Anna Marie, James, Stephen, Chris, Tim, and others. And then, drones to circle Cowboy Stadium during game to understand what's going on in each seat. CBS, DFW. I thought when I told you 15 years ago about the drone program and how they'd have them for law enforcement, how they'd watch all of us, how they'd watch farmers and use environmental laws, I was a big kook, even though it was declassified. Now it's all being announced as usual. But I'm more kooky because I was right. Remember just 5 years ago we wrote about it, and Drudge posted our article, and there was a big initiative, over 1,000 newspapers. Drudge posts the insane rantings of Alex Jones that they're watching farmers and ranchers with drones and are going to have them watching cities and permanently tethered blimps and blah, blah, blah. It was already in place. And then it all comes out, and they go, so what, kooks? Of course it's good for you. And Obamacare is free. So let's go ahead and go to Anne Marie in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Mr. Trump has to be that brazen, unapologetic man we all fell in love with.
I agree. That's what the people want. They want a restoration. They want a revolution. They don't want more milk toast. They don't want the pundits to pat him on the head. Trump, you'll just win if you become a wimp. No, they want him to come in there and clean the floor with that witch.
And in the debate, he should address his issues. We already know that they're not going to ask him anything that might put Hillary.
Yeah, ignore their BS, exactly, and just move forward with information.
I was crying watching that man who wasn't young, by the way. He wasn't a young man at that Kane rally. Be brave and do what he did. I was actually sitting here crying. I thought, you know, I wish that we would all do that. We should all do that, you know?
I can't interrupt this. Skip this break, too. This is too epic, 31 days after the election. Ma'am, what you're saying, stay there. I'm gonna come back to you, Anna. We just skipped the break. Anna Marie in PA, key battleground state. Exactly. I got tears in my eyes this morning when I saw it, but I had to steady myself there on the counter after my kids had gone to school because I realized the evil we're facing and the fact that this has to be done and the fact that they're grabbing on him, they're pinching his arms, they're doing, you know, they're basically assaulting him if you look at the video closely, and he's just standing there and not moving and just shouting out the truth, and he looks like he's in heaven because it's good to break through the comfort zone and to be done. And they count on patriots being good people, quote, close quote, and submitting. And the time for submission is over. Go ahead, Anne-Marie.
And I'm not patting you on the back because I know you don't like that, but I think it was awesome that using Trump's name in the video to expose Hillary, using that little girl to get people to look, that was genius.
Well, so sure, some people say, what is this clickbait deception? It says, Donald Trump caught using child actors in fake town hall. Then everybody tunes in on the leftist sites, how dare him? And then they're forced to go, oh, my God, it's Hillary, and try to have some soul and think about how fake all this is. Absolutely. Look, I'm going full information warfare right now.
Right.
The gloves are off. I told everybody, the gloves are off right now. Get ready for more.
And I went out at 2 a.m. and I put Trump stickers within a two-mile radius of my house. It was great.
Yeah, well, I'm not recommending anybody do this because you can have a lot of adrenaline and break your leg doing it. But in times of, you know, total tyranny, it's criminal. In my mind, I'm not saying do this. If you don't climb a big billboard and spray paint Bill Clinton's a rapist the day before he comes to town, I mean, we're in a war. And by the way, I would do it. I'm not saying do it. I'm just in my own mind. I would do it to say a government PR billboard about vaccines or something where you paid for it. It's your billboard. They use your money to put that BS out or, you know, whatever crap they're pushing. Find an anti-gun billboard, whatever. And then, boom, Bill Clinton's a rapist or whatever. Then it'll be all over the news. We're in a war. We need everybody needs to take the gloves off and put brass knuckles on, baby.
Doing it, Alex. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Ma'am, what was it like, though? Because you sounded giddy there. I know the feeling. What was it like, at 5 a.m., out there under the stars doing the Lord's work?
It was great. It was 2 a.m., and everything was dewy. So I had to actually dry off things, like, you know, different things, so I could get the stickers to
stick. You were like a little sprite out there.
Yeah, I was like Santa's helper.
Good, Anne-Marie. Listen, I've been interrupting you. Anything else you want to add?
I hope God blesses you and your family, and God is by your side, Alex. Never forget that. Never forget that.
I know. I just already had the Clintons. I mean, I know what they're capable of. I mean, I got fired. They said, you know, wow, you're really big. We heard from the Democrats. You better shut up. And then I was told they tried to buy me off, and I experienced what a mafia they are. And I'll say this about the Republicans. They're bad. They do terrible stuff. You know, the neocons that work with the Clintons. The Bushes, you know, vacation with them. But they didn't do that. There was some stuff, but nothing like the Clintons. They are vindictive. And that's why most generals, like General Flynn, say they've had psychologicals done on Hillary and they've got a file on her. And she is super dangerous and vindictive. I mean, obviously, Hillary shouldn't strike out at her enemies. At a certain point, it makes everybody turn against her. But you know what? Somebody's got to do it. God bless you. Amazing call, amazing lady. Yeah, it's a war, folks. It's a war. And by the way, every order at InfoWarsStore.com gets several Hillary for Prison 2016 bumper stickers. We can't put a bunch in because it'll make the weight go up, and then we have to charge you more for shipping. But we did order a million of these. I really should talk more about that. And you got to order them now, this week, bringing them in 10 packs, 100 packs, you name it, to put in legal and lawful areas, Hillary for Prison, InfoWars.com. So they see Hillary for Prison 2016, and they learn, you know, where they can go to find the resistance. And believe me, we are occupied by globalists. Their own emails admit this is a corporate takeover of America. I am under international law. I am under Geneva Convention. I am the equivalent of a German citizen in 1944 that's trying to save my country, or a French citizen in 1942 or whatever. I am occupied. They admit it. It is fraudulent. They are above the law. They are criminal. They have taken the funding away from our veterans for their political views. For social engineering, they have them on don't treat list. They are opening our borders. They are depleting our resources. They let people in with tuberculosis and cholera and leprosy. I mean, that's mainstream news. They don't even, oh, you got leprosy? Come on in. They bring in jihadis. They are attacking us. And speaking of that, if you get our biome defense, we also have it in the $25 billion per pill, per capsule, $25 billion live cultures. And so that's $39. And we have it with the 23 strains, or you can get it with the larger bottle, larger tablets, $50 billion per pill for $69. You have to understand, folks, this is a, again, super high-quality probiotic, absolute game-changer, so key. Do your own research about the gut and why the globalists have been targeting it and what the glyphosates have been doing. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We're running a big operation. We're fighting hard. We're trying to put new people on. I'm expending all of our backup funds just in an absolute, complete war on the New World Order with the truth as our weapon. So I want to thank you all. You are the InfoWar. Now, we also have 23% off DNA Force, the highest quality product we've got. Just go read about it for yourself. The hundreds of studies, 175 clinical studies, nerve growth factor. Talk about cleaning out your cells. This is it. Just the BioPQQ is off the chart. But you mix it with everything else that's in it. This is the ultimate formula. I mean, even the big super health, you know, trendy nutraceutical third-party sites just go fawning gaga over this. I mean, this is it. We got stuff, you know, like $9.95 products, too, and simple oil of oregano that's the organic type for the Mediterranean, the best out there, and oxy powder and, you know, other products that are very inexpensive. You know, Brain Force is excellent. Colloidal Silver, Supermel Vitality, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's all there. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. All right, let's go back to your calls. Who's been holding the longest? Let's talk to James. We're going to be covering the debate live Sunday from 4 to 10, 6 hours. Always have the regular 4 to 6. Then we'll have 2 hours of the debate. Then we'll carry the debate. Then we'll have at least an hour of phone calls and analysis after. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 7 hours. No rest for those that want to battle the wicked. Or maybe I was wicked in some other life. I don't believe in that, but there goes the joke. James and Tejas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Well, to add to Anne Marie's, what she said, God is with us all, make no mistake, even if you don't have the faith. But I did want to say that this upcoming debate, Trump, since Hillary wants to bring out the woman card, he needs to bring out the fact that Clinton says she's fighting for women, even though all the women that tried to come forward regarding Bill's sexual assault, she refers to them as, quote, trailer trash, and even threatens a lot of them in person. So I think that's a big deal. That needs
she
to
grabs her hands and crushes them. And look, I'll give it to her. She can, you know, she beats Bill up with ashtrays. I mean, she's a real deal.
Exactly. And so if we bring up the point of how demonic she is, and Trump brings that up in the debate with millions and millions of people tuning in, I think even a moron can add two and two together and say, okay, well, obviously this person isn't fit for presidency.
And of course the mainstream media is going to demonize him, but what do you think about coming out of the gates and saying, I just want to say, last week they turned my mic off to the audience, and they added, you know, half levels during it so that I couldn't respond. The debate commission admits it. I was right about that. Hold on, Cooper. See, you're already doing it. Do not interrupt me more than you interrupt her, okay? Just listen. Be fair. Do the right thing. Let me talk. He needs to call them out instead of just letting them sit there. And then when he does get interrupted 100 times, it will absolutely blow up in their face. But he has to point it out. I mean, if you're in a football game and the refs are absolutely cheating for the other side, this is equivalent of like you see the ref being given a briefcase full of cash. And then the ref, you know, the chief ref cheats the whole game. I mean, this is 100 times worse than, you know, Pete Rose being caught gambling. And then he was kicked out of baseball and should have been. You know, I mean, this is like ridiculously rigged. Since when is rigging okay? Go ahead, James.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, if you bring it out, if Trump brings it out into the limelight, I know last debate he didn't do as good as we all thought he would, but I think he needs to hit her 5 times as hard this debate. Just not go all out, but I think he needs to bring up a lot of points that will actually get people researching and get people looking at Clinton's past and really get people to wake up, you know?
Absolutely, my friend. What are you doing to take action on the ground?
I've done a lot, actually. I just graduated high school a couple years ago, and in that time, well, that's when I started listening to your show and started doing my own research. And I remember, usually I'm not trying to be, I'm not racist at all, but people will call me this just for saying, but a lot of the minorities stick together in groups, especially in schools. And so what I would do is I would make friends with a lot of the minorities, especially.
Well, sure, it's all, humans are tribal, and then they call that racism. The extreme version of tribalism is racism, but the point is we should just all be honest about it. Go ahead.
Right, and so I would make friends with a lot of them, And then I'd ask them, well, you know, what do you think about Donald Trump? And they'd all tell me, you know, oh, he's a racist, he's a bigot, this and that. So I tell them, you know, why don't you go do your own research and come back and tell me, or find me a quote, find me something, find me proof. And none of them could ever do that until they finally, a lot of them actually went up to me and said, wow, you know, I actually did my research.
No, exactly. That's why they don't want, quote, minorities going to a Tea Party, because they'll find out the truth, that it's the least level of racism you'll ever experience. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, it's a fact. Republicans are the ones that did the civil rights.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
Bad.
And I'm super bad. Got it. I got something. I got a move that tells me what to do.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it feels.
I got a move that tells me what to do, baby.
I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I feel so nice. I want to try myself to you. I got some.
And I'm super bad.
I'm super bad.
All right, I want to run through Chris in Georgia and Steve and Cindy and Tim in August, and then I'm going to stop taking calls for a little while because Steve Quayle is joining us to get into this whole World War III scenario. The Russians have launched a no-fly zone around Syria. They were working with the United States the last few years to take out ISIS. And then finally, Obama was able to basically remove all the generals and admirals and put people in that will not work with the Russians. And they've been now targeting government forces on a daily basis, blowing up the Syrian military and Russians as well. And the Russians have said, okay, well, you're going to announce a no-fly zone. You're going to start shooting us down. Boom, no-fly zone is now up. Anybody entering will be shot down. And there's almost no coverage in our media. Now, this is not a good thing. Russia launches no-fly zone, threatens war with USA. Psychotic elite could ignite World War III. And that's what the head of the army said just a few days ago. But the average trendy site writes articles saying, I'm a fearmonger. And I said, this is exactly how it'll start, is if the West tries to shoot down Russian planes or starts announcing no-fly zone, the Russians will just do it. And so now the Russians are like, okay, enter the airspace, we're going to shoot you down. And you know they're going to fly U.S. aircraft in there. Unless the pilots just say no. And then they get drug in front of their commanders, and then it goes up the chain, and then they hear, well, we've had half the pilots refuse to attack. Well, they're just cowards. General, why have you not attacked the Russians yet? Well, that'll mean war. We'll just use missiles. But then they'll respond. But we... missiles. Like, why don't you just stick your, you know what, that light socket over there for me? That'll take care of it. So, they did this about a year ago to make the West start doing the right thing and bombing the Al-Qaeda forces. But now it's been done again. So there you have it, Infowars.com. A new video is up today. It's very, very important. We stayed here very late last night to get this done. It's extremely powerful and extremely informative. Now I'm going to go to your calls, bam, 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 right now. And then I want to get into this Paul Joseph Watson report. We're all trapped inside a simulation. Now, I remember David Icke saying that about 10 years ago in one of his latest books. Of course, it had been said before that this is a matrix, you know, false reality. And that all came from Pentagon reports in the 70s that I mentioned earlier were declassified in 1999. And it was seen as theoretical then. Point is, I don't want to be inserted into your matrix, but if you look at the development, and I've always wanted to get a cartoonist to do a graphic of this, we ought to hire the guy that did the one on H. Skrillex and Carl the Cuck. He's a really good animator, or his team is. I'd say his name, but he's incognito, nom de plume. Because, you know, he exposes the Islamists, so there's a lot of death threats. But getting back to what I was breaking down, where it shows the evolution, if you go along with evolution, just to educate the public and to use the paradigm they get of us from apes or whatever up to humans and bipedal, and then we're wearing spacesuits by the 60s, and then suddenly we start bending over our computers, and then now we're little stunted creatures with an iPhone staring into it, and pretty soon it's goggles, and then it's a wire in our head, and then it's chips in our head, and then suddenly we're a computer. And the globalists want to direct this, quote, evolution. And the only evolution it's going to be, you know what, I'll just cover this now and then go to your calls. The only evolution it's going to be is that as a PKD predicted wirehead, a cyberpunk, you're going to be able to have unlimited ecstasy whenever you want for days, weeks, years, and it'll just wither away and be happy to die. And they'll tell you, you're going to be a simulation and still feel great forever. Just sign this form, and the government will say the program is really you, and you'll sign the form, and it'll just be some record of who you were, a limited facsimile, and you'll be dead, but you'll sign the piece of paper because it's a giant con game saying you really entered another dimension that was a digital version of the third dimension. So a false third dimension, not even a fourth dimension or fifth dimension or sixth dimension projection of a quantum mechanical system that we know is already verifiable. So this is a de-evolution, not an evolution. And you guys were getting me the big stack of news. I saw you putting them on screen. Do I have that stack? Well, you're awesome. Oh, here it is right underneath these papers. Thank you so much, Nico. So since I said I'd cover this now, let me just go ahead and hit this for a few minutes, play the clip, and then go back to your calls. But this is something we need to really talk about a lot. Now, here's some of the headlines. Just so you know, you're a new listener. You'll probably see this on MSNBC, and they'll have me up here saying everything's a computer simulation and say that I'm insane and no one ever said this, but I'm just covering what they're saying. In reality, an illusion. Is reality an illusion? Scientists say we may be living in a computer simulated controlled by an evil genius. That's the Daily Mail. So what they're really saying is God's an evil genius. This isn't real. But we can give you the Garden of Eden fruit that gives you the real knowledge of things and another reality outside of this evil creator's paradigm. But then you look what God actually gives us is everything good. We are almost definitely living in a matrix-style simulation, claims Elon Musk, the famous billionaire inventor. The Telegraph. Tech billionaires think we live in the matrix and have asked scientists to get us out. CNBC. Elon Musk says there's a 1 in a billion chance reality is not a simulation. Now, that's a very deceptive way, and I'm not attacking Elon Musk. I think the jury's out on him, but are any of these guys obsessed with life instead of technology? But the point is, these are kind of the gurus, you know, of this whole transhumanist movement now. And they say there's a 1 in a trillion chance, or depending on the simulation, that you could have life on Earth. The moon's at the perfect spot. The sun's at the perfect spot. We have all the right elements. Well, if you're out there in the universe with hundreds and hundreds of billions of known galaxies and trillions upon trillions of Googleplexes of habitable worlds, you're going to end up being the lottery winner. You know, when you're the lottery winner, you're the lottery winner. So it's like, how could life even exist? We're here experiencing it, so we're being injected into this matrix, this Times Square false reality they're trying to inject us into, telling us the ocean isn't real, telling us our great-great-grandparents weren't real, telling us birds in the sky aren't real, telling us little fish in the pond aren't real, telling us that love isn't real, but Pokemon Go is, when really it's an admitted plan. They admit to have you walk around and go for Google Street View and videotape all the targets they want instead of having to pay for cars to do it. Plus, humans can go into people's houses. They can go into people's businesses and chronicle everything. And they admit that's the platform they want. But all the little trendies that think this is the real world, the fake matrix they're being given, they then always get mad at me and think I'm trying to take their video games away and I'm trying to take away new horizons and new worlds for them. No, I'm not. I'm explaining to you that the Pokemon Go or the World of Warcraft or any of this stuff statistically makes you depressed, makes you make less money, makes you not have friends, makes you delusional and unhealthy, and is a world made by someone else. So you can say, we don't know who made this world, but it's big. And you can sit there with a powerful telescope at night and look at the rings of Saturn or the moons of Jupiter, magnified thousands of times, like a little marble in your eye, and it's like down the block. And you can go to a vista and look down the block into an eternity of eons of light years with trillions of more galaxies upon trillions of more for infinity, and then we're supposed to listen to the men who run the little tinker toy computer systems that are telling us they're about to be gods, merge with things, humans are obsolete, humans are over, out of one side of their mouth. Bill Joy, Ray Kurzweil, the globalists, that's their religion. But, oh, there's some evil entity, that's what they say, running all of this that suppressed us, and they're going to build a reality that's better. So holding your daughter's hand, when I was driving home from dinner last night with my daughter, and I was holding her hand, and that isn't real. Ancestral memories aren't real. My brainwaves aren't real. See, this is just a more jacked up version of the atheist saying, you're all animals, you're stupid, there is no free will, but let us run things. Just give up, there is no free will, let us run things. Now they've just gone ahead and said, okay, nobody's buying that. Okay, there's an evil entity controlling everything, and it built this whole fake thing, and it's imprisoning you, but if you'll just come into our little system we built, it'll give you unlimited pleasure, and blah, blah, blah. Well, you can't just be given unlimited pleasure. That's all part of the struggle to build to the next level. But they're just, it's all quick, it's all easy. Just plug this in. There won't be any more pain. Just take this shot. We'll get you ready for the show. These are drug dealers. These are high-tech sorcerers They're busy worried about their Mars bases while telling you, oh, you don't like planet Earth? We're building something very special, but we want you to go live in compact cities and 200-square-foot apartments. Those are the big ones. Pay us all your money and then be so unhappy that we say, okay, you're unhappy? Go to our next level. Okay, I'll upgrade. I'm even more unhappy. It's all right. Come to the next level. All right, I'll upgrade. Oh, God, it's even worse. Just give up total consciousness to the great cloud, and you will be with all these other great minds and people, and no more pain, no more individuality. Just give yourself to nirvana, or artificial nirvana. Just beam yourself up. Oh, my gosh, you're going to be raptured. The Christians are told you're going to be raptured. Well, now there's the New Age rapture, the New World Order rapture. Enter it. Enter it. Oh, yes. Oh, loving liberal. Beyond THX1138. So this is what's going on. At every level, this is the real reality. And, of course, there's other dimensions, you name it. But everything the power structure does is just to keep you as dumbed down as possible, where people think islands are floating and, you know, Donald Trump's a racist and just total cuckoo land. And I kept telling you, the top atheists, and they make a big joke about this in the media, Alex says a lot of atheists are actually occultists. I've experienced it. I've been in Bohemian Grove. I've covered Skull and Bones. I know what the Theosophic Society pushes and all this. You are the profane. You're not even meant to know there's a spiritual world, which just means other dimensions. You're not supposed to understand that there is dimensions below us and above us. You are profane. You do not enter the temple. And so you have all these weird little disenfranchised losers, hateful of life, loving of death, empty, no family, no future, just going around going, yeah, I'm an atheist. There are no God. There is no secrets. Totally controlled, blind. Now, there are a lot of people that hate organized religion, the establishment, who say, I don't believe in God because if there's a real God, he's a sadist. I can get those people. But the ones that are the liberal, the state's God, humans are God, the state's God, it's going to bring me to nirvana. It's going to bring me to Valhalla. It's going to bring me there, but only after the Ragnarok, Guder Dammerung, you know, is played out and we have a world war and then we transcend to the next level. And I don't have free will, but you're going to run my life. So let's go to Paul Joseph Watson's report. I'm going to come back with the final key point. But here's the bottom line. Synthetic, just to dumb it down, silicon is square. It's a crystal. It's artificial. It doesn't go to another dimension. Life has memories and a transmission and is round. Just to dumb it down. Life is round. Real is organic. Synthetic is artificial. And there's a synthetic invasion taking over, telling you this is the fraud. Go with it. Eat the apple. You don't get advanced knowledge. You get the corrupting virus of the knowledge of the silicone. Let's go ahead and go to Paul's report.
Two secret billionaires think we're all living inside a video game simulation and are working with scientists in a desperate effort to help humanity break out.
Say what?
No, this isn't an episode of The X-Files. According to entrepreneur and venture capitalist Sam Altman, elitists are obsessed with the idea that what we perceive to be reality is actually just The Sims on a grand scale.
What does that mean?
The argument is pretty straightforward. Computing technology has advanced so much in the last 40 years that at some point we're going to be able to create video game simulations that are indistinguishable from reality. And if that's the case, how do we know it hasn't already happened?
And hit pause.
Wow.
Back it up a few seconds because I want to explain something. See, for new viewers, these are artificial realities programmed by other humans. So you're entering their universe and their world under their laws and their parameters. They're God in that system. You understand? And you don't have free will. They always ratchet it down. The real God gives you free will, which is why there's evil. Because it has a chance to try to sell you on its false reality, that you have to give up your humanity. In this real dimension, you are visiting with other people that have genetic memory similar to yours and have whole histories and things we can't even compute or understand layered on each other over and over and over and over and over and over again. and then interdimensional genetic structures that resonate with higher dimensions. The elite all know this, by the way, and are obsessed with it. And they're creating an artificial cage, the equivalent of a dirty cat box they want you to go live in when you, instead of living, you know, in the beautiful foothills of the Colorado Mountains, at a majestic lake, where you could actually meet a woman who has a whole past, or a man, have children, merge your genetic lines in love, spiritually combining with them in a galactic ritual. That's why they can constantly attack it. And then it's a loving force in the universe of creation and procreation and building and taking raw dead matter, rocks, silicate, crystals, and then creating giant sequoia redwoods out of it that symbiotically live with all the other creatures within it. And then planets themselves are eggs for the advanced life form to then spring forth out of it and then to go to a next level. That's God's promise. They want you to enter some silicate garbage they built? Look at it. It's why it makes you depressed. It's why it makes you fat. It's why it makes you commit suicide. And the slicker it gets, the worse it gets. And their problem is, Google Glasses, they spent tens of billions trying to force feed them. No one uses them. Everyone hates them. Because it's not human. It oppresses us. It takes us out of our atmosphere. That's why they take real love from you. It's why they take family from you. It's why they take culture from you. So you can then have little robot fake friends mixed in with the real ones in the fake virtual reality to have your soul absolutely shuttered. That's why they want to make the law that you can't even let your kids be out in the sun. That's Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are. He wants a law that you cannot have sunlight. And we're one step away from the tanks. And you ask, where does humans get this? Well, the Bible says there's an evil fallen entity that was corrupt and bad and hauled ass and can't deal with what God's doing, and so it has to screw around with us. Which is all part of God's plan, because God doesn't want a bunch of jellyfish. God wants his children, pull back and really think about what the Bible's really saying, to be hardened, to be strengthened, to be tested. And so everybody wants to go to space and everybody wants to be part of the future. You're in the Starfleet training, folks. You figure that out yet? This is it. This is it right now. This is a high-tech war you're in right now. They're blasting the hell out of people. Man, people are dizzy. They're falling down. They're brain damaged. I mean, they're hitting us hard, man. Because they're not just killing people's bodies, folks. They are basically hammering people's souls, getting people tied into this, and then just sucking them dry and just cut them to pieces, and they're shadows of what they would have been. Beautiful creatures made in God's image, being just sucked apart by a pack of intergalactic demons. And that's what the elite really believe. And they make jokes about me 10 years ago talking about this. And now you see, they're telling you. But they tell you the God that created all this is the devil. No, they're the devil. Back to Paul Watson's report.
Wow.
Two tech billionaires have gone so far as to secretly engage scientists to work on breaking us out of the simulation, Altman told The New Yorker. Elon Musk thinks it's almost inevitable that civilization as we know it is actually just one giant simulation.
40 years ago, we had Pong, like two rectangles and a dot. That was what games were. Now, 40 years later, we have photorealistic 3D simulations.
And most of our sperm are dead.
People playing simultaneously, and it's getting better every year.
Hit pause. I'm going to say this again. Notice as it advances, 20, 30 years ago, maybe 10% of the sperm were deficient or dead. Now it's over 90% in the West. Soon there'll be basically infertility across the board. So notice, we had Pong 30 years ago. Now look how, and we're dying. We're dying, exactly. It grows, we die. It grows, we die. It grows, we die. Let's continue.
Soon we'll have virtual reality, augmented reality. If you assume...
That's right. It won't be a real woman or a real man. It won't be No, it'll just be, oh, any porn star I want in virtual reality. And, oh, the simulation's so much better if you just take the little brain chip. It's so easy. It's like an hour-long procedure. You think they put backdoor stuff in your cell phone? Let's continue. I mean, you think the phone company rips you off now? How about you put a phone company chip in your cerebral cortex? Oh, but then it's going to be so wonderful. Let's go back.
If you assume any rate of improvement at all, then the games will become indistinguishable from reality. The odds that we're in base reality is one in billions. Tell me what's wrong with that argument.
Back it up 20 seconds. So what this is, folks, this is an assault on reality. I don't know if Musk understands this or doesn't. I'm sure he does. Probably an initiate. When he wants to come on and correct us, he can. But notice, he's just saying, this is one in a billion that it's not a simulation. It is a simulation. Reality's not real. It's done. Don't defend it. It didn't exist. You never had free will. Join us. Now, if he had like a black helmet on and was like, we are the Borg, a simulator being destroyed, you'd be like, no, battle. He's like, liberal, MySpace is here, dude. Yeah, it's really trendy. Let me talk in a really soft, non-threatening. Let me have my eyes be real soft. I'm not threatening. Come closer. Excuse me. Can we tell Kurzweil to stop admitting we're going to kill everybody? I'm liberal. Let's go back.
Years ago, we had Pong, like two rectangles and a dot. That was what games were. Now, 40 years later, we have photorealistic 3D simulations with millions of people playing simultaneously, and it's getting better every year. And soon we'll have virtual reality, augmented reality. If you assume any rate of improvement at all, then the games will become indistinguishable from reality. The odds that we're in base reality is one in billions. So tell me what's wrong with that argument.
He also said that that's probably a good thing, because the alternative is the complete destruction of humanity.
Either we're going to create simulations that are indistinguishable from reality, or civilization will cease to exist.
And if our brains and our impulses are completely simulated, breaking out of the Matrix, as these billionaires are pushing for, would mean ceasing to exist. Innumerable scientists, physicists, and futurists agree that it's almost certain the universe is a simulation.
If simulating universes becomes a pastime among those who have access to highly powerful computers, and we are in a universe, we are probably in a simulated universe, even if one of those universes is actually real.
This universe could have been created by...
Pause. We're going to come back and play the last few minutes of the go to your phone calls, and Steve Quillman, it just hit me. Can you imagine Lucifer sitting around telling people just like this over communication systems, whenever, and you're going to be gods, and this whole thing's fake and a simulation, and so, yeah, you weren't really created by this. Let's break out and build our own thing. I mean, whether the devil's real or not, we are witnessing unified academics, all of them going, my children, it's all fake. None of it's real. Join us. Wires in your head. Oh, it feels so good now. And you look at the cult-likeness, they all have this weird look on their face, like they just say, children, it's time to merge with the Everbrain. The UN is going to sponsor the Zeitgeist movement. A robot will tell us what to do. Computers, look, an old man, he made neat models and painted things. He'll teach us about collectivism run by robots. Oh, robots, love me. And then who runs the robots? Who programs them? So Paul Watson's report's up on Infowars.com. This is something we've talked about for so long. And now, though, they've gone operational. It's not just you will take vaccines or we'll arrest you. That's in the news. It's like you will take augmentation. You are not with the group. You're hurting people. Just join us in the heaven. It's childhood's end. Give up your will. Join us. Oh. It's Friday, October 7th, 2016. Only 31 days from the historic election.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.